This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. Doubleheader action here today at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Earlier today, it was the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and the Freight Racing 208. Big shock. It was Kyle Busch adding to his impressive win total.
Again, 230 victories between Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series for Kyle Busch. Just amazing.
It is, and he's done it through so many iterations of different Cup cars, Xfinity cars, and their evolution and truck. He doesn't even own the team anymore, Mark. He sold it to Spire. Spire starts off the season with two wins with two different drivers.
So Kyle Busch winds up in victory lane. In about 2.5 hours from now, we'll probably have another celebration down in the victory lane. This one for the Raptor King of Tough 250 NASCAR Xfinity Series race. Pleased to be bringing you action on a beautiful Saturday afternoon here from Hampton, Georgia at the lovely Atlanta Motor Speedway. Let's go trackside now and get it all started here at AMS.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able and remove your hats as the Dawson County High School Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer tonight's invocation, please welcome from Go Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, Pastor David Waltrip.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We thank you for your presence and for your protection over every single driver, crew member, and fan in attendance today. I also pray that you would open up every single heart to the reality of the resurrection. It's not a myth. It actually happened, and it's existentially satisfying, able to meet the needs of every single heart. So may we turn to you and be more conformed to your image. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome golden ticket winner on season 4 of American Idol from Wilkes County, North Carolina, Presley Barker.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free,
wraps up our pre-race show here at Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Raptor King of Tough 250. We'll be back with the command in just a moment.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
As we roll into Atlanta today, all eyes are on Austin Hill, the driver who got the coveted win in Daytona less than a week ago.
My guys just kept telling me, look, man, dig deep. You're really good at these super speedways. Thank you for all these fans that stuck it out. I know it's late. I don't even know what time it is. I know it's past my bedtime, but we're about to party tonight, I can tell you that.
Hill grabbed the checkers four times last season, including this nail-biter here in Atlanta less than a year ago.
Clickerman's going to challenge on the outside. Austin Hill and Clickerman for the win.
Parker Clickerman gets a big run off the top. They touch. Clickerman goes around as Austin Hill wins this race. Three cars, four cars crash after the start-finish line. But Austin Hill has won for the second straight time at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
I knew I had it when I came across the line. Before that, I had no idea. What a start to the season. Just this has been special.
Hill's victory in Daytona last week was no surprise. Super speedways, it seems, are his forte. He won there last year and had three wins by Atlanta last spring.
Man, I really don't know what it is. I mean, all the super speedways that we go to, we do basically the same things that we always do. We bring, you know, really fast Bennett Chevrolets to the racetrack. We have some really fast ECR engines. I always think that, for the most part, that we make, you know, the right moves a lot of the time. There's plenty of times throughout the race that I don't make the right move, but I kind of put that in my memory bank, and I learned going into later in the race. The other races, a little bit of luck is involved with these super speedways. You know, you got to be in the right place, right time. And it's just this first race of the season has treated me well.
So, Austin, who's going to win this one today?
Someone that can have a car that's fast but also handles really well is going to be the one that, at the end of this thing, gets the job done. So, yeah, I expect this weekend a little separation throughout the pack, and you're just going to have a car that can maneuver and can run the bottom lane, middle, top, all that.
We're at Atlanta Motor Speedway for the running of the Raptor 250, and every lap is right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Austin Hill, the driver to beat. Ask everyone on pit road and say, if you can beat the 21, you got a chance of winding up with the checkered flag here in about 2.5 hours at the conclusion of the Raptor King of Tough 250, the second NASCAR Xfinity race of the season. We'll have all the play-by-play action coming up here for you from a beautiful Hampton, Georgia today at a sunbaked Atlanta Motor Speedway. Let's go trackside and get it all started.
And now, race fans, here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome the Vice President of Global Refinish at Exalta, Jim Muse.
Hello, Atlanta. Drivers, start your engines.
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Starting 38th, Jordan Anderson in the Easy Care Chevrolet. 37th belongs to Patrick Emmerling in the Simford Chevrolet. J.J. Yaley rolls out 36. He's also in a Chevrolet. 35th is Leland Honeyman in the LH Waterfront Construction Chevrolet. Starting 34th, Ryan Ellis, the Classic Collision Chevrolet. 33rd, Joey Gase, the NCPC Race Against Crime Chevy. It's also a Chevy for Garrett Smithley. He'll be starting 32nd. 31st is Nick Lights in the Precision Measurements Incorporated Chevrolet.
And 30th, it's Brennan Poole, the Finance Pros Plus Chevrolet. Then the KSDT CPA Chevrolet of Dawson Cram goes off 29th. 28th, it's Blaine Perkins, the Pritchard Injury Firm Ford. Then it's the Viking Motorsports Ford for C.J. McLaughlin, 27th. 26th, Kyle Sieg, the Night Owl Ford. Then it's the State Water Heater Chevrolet for Jeb Burton, 25th. 24th, Parker Retzlaff, the FVP Bomarito.com Chevrolet. Then it's the one-stop all-south electric Chevrolet for Jeremy Clements, 23rd. 22nd, Jeffrey Earnhardt, the Forever Lawn Toyota. And going off 21st in a Chevrolet, B.J. McLeod.
Row 10, starting 20th, is Ryan Sieg, the SIAPS Ford. The 19th starter, Haley Deegan in the Airbox Ford. 18th is Brandon Jones in the Menard Atlas Roofing Chevrolet. 17th, to Kyle Weatherman, the DriveSmartWarranty.com Chevrolet. 16th is Josh Williams, the Alloy Employer Services Chevrolet. And 15th, it's Anthony Alfredo, the Chapman Finch Chevrolet. 14th starter is Sammy Smith in the Pilot Flying J Chevrolet. And 13th, it's Shane Van Gisbergen in the WeatherTech Chevy. 12th is Chandler Smith, the Quick Tie Toyota. The 11th starter is Cole Custer in the Haas Automation Ford.
Now the top 10 for the Raptor King of Tough 250 outside of row number 5. In the Friends of Jacqueline Foundation Toyota, it's Sheldon Creed. Going off 9th, Justin Allgaier, the Jarrett 25-year Chevrolet. Then it's the Toyota Genuine Parts Toyota for Ryan Truex, 8th. 7th, A.J. Allmendinger, the Campers Inn RV Chevrolet. 6th, Sam Mayer, the Raptor High Heat Chevy. Then it's the Spike Light Cooler Chevrolet of Parker Kligerman, 5th. 4th, Riley Herbst, the Monster Energy Ford. Inside of row 2, starting 3rd, John Hunter Nemechek, the PVE Parker Fire and Safety Toyota. And on the front row, it's all RCR racing. On the outside, Austin Hill will start 2nd. 2 Xfinity Series races, 2 pole positions for the rookie Jesse Love. His speed this time around in the Whelen Chevrolet, 173.935 miles per hour.
That's the starting lineup here at Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Raptor King of Tough 250.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
O'Reilly. Get a better, brighter view of the road with Sylvania bulbs at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Replace your worn-out bulbs today and see better tonight. Now get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Sylvania twin-pack bulbs. Receive 2x O'Rewards points on select Sylvania bulbs during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Cars rolling off pit road here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean...
30 a.m. and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Cousin who's telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that we're in, baby. I hear she saying this game we're playing should be complicated. If you won't, I said I think she's crazy. 'Cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? And we're having such a good time together, and it's only just begun. My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. It's fun. Walking around all over this town, 10 feet off the ground, so happy I found you, baby.
Play is that we make more out of that than it is?
No, it's blinding. It really is, and it's in a spot on the track where you naturally go out to the outside wall just a bit, and someone can plug it bottom of three, middle of three, top of three wide if you're side by side. We saw it time and time again in the truck race earlier, and usually it's okay in turn one unless someone throws a crazy big block right when it happens, but you get off of turn two, someone gets tight, they get pinched in the wall. We saw Stuart Friesen and Matt Mills both have it happen. So it can all start with now with the Xfinity race with a bit of blinding sun into turn one.
How do you deal with that? Where you get that flash of, I can't see, and then right into the shade almost immediately.
Yeah, everybody's different. I've gotten really aggressive with the tint on my windshield in the cup car. I actually can't see my guys waving me into the garage usually. They have to put their hands in front of their belly button. That's the height I can see when they're within only a few feet. But I'm not looking up there any other time other than in the garage, so I'll deal with it. You can do that. The tinted visors are big. Obviously, tear-offs on your tinted visor or on a clear visor, a dark tinted tear-off is something that a lot of drivers will have in case we expect to get into complete darkness. And then there are different shields that have like different technology that will cut the light at a certain way, but it lets more light in than the real dark ones. Every driver's different.
Let's go down on pit lane and get our pit road picks today. Wendy Venturini, you're up first.
Well, I'm so excited to go first today. I have a story to tell you guys. The person I'm picking today has made one lap around this racetrack. He's our pole sitter. How is that possible? It's because his name is Jesse Love, and he's super talented. He has that RCR playbook in his back pocket as well. He has speed, and he is willing to keep an open mind to get to victory lane today. Jesse Love will get the victory.
Right, two-time pole winner already this year. Brad Gilley, what are you thinking about here as we get ready to roll him off?
Oh, my gosh, I didn't think I'd have the opportunity, but how can I not go with Austin Hill to win another race here at his home track?
Austin Hill trying to pick up his third AMS win. And Brett McMillan, how about rounding it out?
I'm going to go with a guy who's got two top 10 finishes here last year and darn near won this race a year ago. I see Parker Kligerman picking up the win.
Wow. No picks for John Hunter Nemechek, a former winner here in one of the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas. Doug, you look at Jesse Love and you think, boy, is this got a pedigree. Wins the ARCA Menards Series Championship last year, wins 10 of 20 races, 17 top fives. I mean, he just absolutely laid waste to the competition.
That's almost Max Verstappen-type numbers, isn't it? Well, maybe not quite.
Yeah. I mean, Max lets two other races get away out of 22.
I'm really disappointed in that. Yeah. And Ross, but there's a price you pay when you come in with that kind of weight on you. There's an expectation level from him.
For sure. I can't believe y'all left Sam Mayer here. I'm going to take him. You're not even going to ask me my pick, but I'm taking Sam. Four wins last year, looking to repeat that and solidify himself as a contender here in the Xfinity Series. I think he starts today.
Really came into his own last year, along with Riley Herbst, who started winning and then started knocking out top five finishes real routinely. I'm going to go because it's my retirement year with the senior citizen out here. I think A.J. Allmendinger can make some noise today. He's pretty good at this place. You just shook your head there.
A.J.'s not... Never mind.
No, he's not retiring, but he is an elder statesman of the group that's out there today. Is that not a fair statement?
You wouldn't know it, just like our singer here at pre-race. AJ's hair has not changed in or out of the car for his entire career.
AJ Allmendinger is like the werewolf of London. His hair is perfect. All right, they're up in front of you now, Doug Turnbull. Let's turn them loose.
I can't top that, but I can tell you familiar colors on the front row, the same front row we saw a week ago at Daytona. Jesse Love has chosen the outside lane next to his teammate and winner a year ago, Austin Hill. Row two, it's John Hunter Nemechek and Riley Herbst. Row three, you're going to see Parker Kligerman and Sam Mayer. Row four is the Chandler Smith, make that the A.J. Allmendinger machine, and Ryan Truex is on the outside of him, with row five being Justin Allgaier and Sheldon Creed is outside. Side. The pace car is on the pit road, and we're ready to go racing.
Sunbathed Atlanta Motor Speedway, ready for the Raptor King of Tough 250. The green flag is in the air. On the outside, it's going to be Jesse Love to his inside, Austin Hill. Love gets about a full car length jump on the restart. He is being pushed off quickly from behind by John Hunter Nemechek.
John Hunter Nemechek goes to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll follow Austin Hill. Race leader Jesse Love by just a bumper off turn number two. They're door-to-door teammates down the back straightaway.
Riley Herbst trying to push the toll sitter Jesse Love in the top line, but it's Austin Hill right to the inside there. The top lane has a little more formation or a little less gap between them, but up front they are nose-to-nose. Jesse Love outside, Austin Hill inside, followed by Herbst and Nemechek.
They come off turn four, door-to-door at the stripe. Who will lead lap number one? It is Jesse Love on the outside by maybe 2 feet. They're back to turn one.
26 Chevrolets in the 38 car field, and the fastest two are from the stables of Richard Childress Racing. We continue side by side. Austin Hill racing on the bottom. Up top, Jesse Love.
And it looks like Hill trying to do that side draft on the back straightaway as they enter tricky turn three. Hill noses ahead on the bottom line. Then Love gets a big surge on the outside lane. Can almost clear Hill and does. Goes to the bottom line and tugs his teammate Hill.
And he breaks up the 2x2 racing. Jesse Love now leading by two car lengths. And the guy that is on the move right now is Riley Herbst. Rob, he's rocketed up to second.
No doubt. The most improved driver in this series a year ago, Riley Herbst. Now will battle for that second spot. He'll work the top. He'll go to the outside wall. To his flank, Austin Hill.
Riley Herbst leading that outside lane. On the inside is Austin Hill. Jesse Love up by about three car lengths out front. Herbst on the outside getting a push by Sam Mayer, who almost takes it three wide, but then gets back in the outside lane as Love pulls ahead.
Love by two car lengths. Then door-to-door, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst. Sam Mayer is there as well as John Hunter Nemechek and Ryan Truex.
Jesse Love will go to the bottom of the racetrack, marked by a white and red line. He'll lead off turn number two, continuing side. side-by-side for second. Austin Hill, Riley Herbst.
Looks like more cars are taking the outside lane, so Hill is starting to fall back. Last time by, Josh Williams, car 11, was off the pace. He's the one who parked it on the start-finish line last year. But back up front, turn number four, it's Love leading Herbst.
Flat left rear there for Josh Williams. Lucky they didn't waste up a lot of cars. There's Jesse Love, pulls Riley Herbst back down into one.
And Sam Mayer, after starting outside row three, now has appropriated the third position. He'll try to close in on Riley Herbst. Right behind the car of Sam Mayer are several cars. Ryan Truex rides fourth.
The first car on the inside is the one who started inside up front. Austin Hill, he falls back to the fifth position. Up front, Jesse Love by a half a car length over Riley Herbst, Sam Mayer, Ryan Truex up into fourth, and look who's fifth, last July's winner, John Hunter Nemechek.
12 cars in the outside lane to the inside. A very lonesome Austin Hill as he fades to the back of that train and becomes the caboose.
The Truck Series race ended with a parade line at the top of the racetrack. Early in this race, that's exactly what we see. Doug, 13 cars in line down the backstretch.
Yeah, Rob, they're playing a lot better than they did a year ago. Single file. It's out front, Jesse Love. Riley Herbst peaks just a bit to the inside, but stays in line. Now he goes outside. His car gets a little loose. Sam Mayer pulls right up to the back bumper of him. Jesse Love still leads.
Down to pit road, Brad Gilley.
Josh Williams just pulled into his pit with his Colic Racing Chevy. Actually, part of the tire carcass came separated from the tire, and they're having to get that around the brake rotor. They've got a fresh left rear that's going on right now, but the jack dropped a little bit. They have to raise it up again, only changing the left rear tire, and Josh Williams is going to be down and away as soon as they pull the fenders clear.
Ross Chastain, our outside pole sitter, Austin Hills dropped back to eighth place. What happened there?
Yeah, it was a moment into turn three where Jesse was able to keep the throttle down the outside lane. Austin checked up. Jesse actually got down in front of Austin to help him. It wasn't enough. Riley Herbst was able to stay to his right rear off of turn four. And then the outside lane got broken up when Josh Williams had his left rear tire go down. Not sure how that started or why that went down. But that broke up the pack. There's only about 12 cars in the front, and that was right around where Josh Williams was running. When he checked up, the field did a great job to stay off of him in 3 and 4.
So it is a 12-car breakaway at this point out front here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, led by Jesse Love, the rookie driver a week ago at Daytona from the pole, won the first stage, led 34 laps. Problems late in the race, though, caused him to not have a very good finish.
Jesse Love right now pulling the train halfway down the backstretch to our Doug Turnbull.
And turn number three is where they're going to set up and into the shade of three. Every time they go into turn three, Riley Herbst dips a little to the inside and then actually almost diamonds the corner. He darts outside to turn four. He pulls right up to Love, but still stays a car length behind.
A.J. Allmendinger making a big move. He was 12th. He went past Justin Allgaier, went past Sammy Smith, now looking to the inside of Parker Kligerman.
13 cars in the front freight train out of turn number two. It is A.J. Allmendinger, the guy that's trying to make the move. He'll try to get tagged up to the back bumper. Parker Kligerman down the back straightaway.
Yeah, Parker Kligerman's back there in about that seventh spot. In the top three, we see Sam Mayer starting to edge up closer in turns three and four to Riley Herbst to give him a push, but it doesn't quite get him close enough to Love, the leader, to make a move.
10 laps down of the Raptor King of Tough 250 here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and young Jesse Love has led them all.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
Ambetter Health is proud to be the sponsor of the Atlanta Ambetter Health 400. Ambetter Health is on a mission to get everyone affordable, high-quality health insurance. Learn more about how we're paving the way at the Ambetter Health Fan Zone or by visiting ambetterhealth.com.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all the race communication needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Stop by and see them in the vendor area to purchase yours today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. 12 laps down, top five look like this. Jesse Love, Riley Herbst, Sam Mayer, Ryan Truex, and John Hunter Nemechek. From Atlanta, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a Deere. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Highs in the mid-40s. South winds will gust 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight around 32. Mostly sunny and above normal for your Sunday, upper 40s. For Monday, a high near 60 degrees and quite breezy. Some rain on your Tuesday with a high near 50 degrees and some snow possible Tuesday night. Right now, 40 degrees.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much of muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. Just full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
They stay single file.
Let's go down and get an update from our pit road reporters. We'll start off with Wendy Venturini.
Ryan Truex has been in the top five all of this race, but is overheating. He is blinking red inside the race car. They've asked him if the engine has changed pitch at all, if the tone of the engine. He said no, he doesn't believe so, but it is a red blinking light for Ryan Truex with a little bit of water in the 260 range. He's also been loose into three. He's trying to get rid of any debris. They looked at photos, trying to move his car around to get that water to come down a little bit. Brad Gilley?
Shane Van Gisbergen right now is running right at the back of the lead draft, right behind Jeffrey Earnhardt. Jeffrey Earnhardt has about a car length gap between him and the car that's running in front of him. Van Gisbergen's spotter, Frank Denny, said that he's going to try and get him around Jeffrey Earnhardt because they're worried that that number 97 Chevrolet of Van Gisbergen is actually going to fall off of the lead draft if they fall too far back. Brett McMillan.
Well, racetracks like this, a couple less before that, he said, hang on here, you're about to get a bump from the 19. That's there at Ryan Truex this week. But I mentioned to hear Ross talk about how much more important spotters are in races like this than in a regular race.
All right, we got a little bit of a breakaway here for the top five. Jesse Love, Riley Herbst, Sam Mayer, Parker Kligerman, and Ryan Truex have got about a 10-car length advantage over the sixth place running A.J. Allmendinger.
What happened behind?
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, race fans, you may have seen that the 2024 NASCAR schedule includes an earlier trip to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. New England's only NASCAR weekend is moving up 3 weeks. This just means that we have less time to wait until we welcome you back to the Magic Mile for a wicked fast Wicked fun weekend of thrilling on-track action. Keep an eye on NHMS.com and stay tuned for more updates as we count down to New England's only NASCAR weekend, June 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Today's broadcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Jesse Love has led all 32 laps in this Xfinity Series race here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, but he's being hounded by Riley Herbst. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a deer. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Five laps to go here in stage one. I'm kind of laughing at my compadres here in Ross Chastain and Mark Garrow. You're watching the cars at the back end of the pack, sort of wagering whether or not they're going to get lapped here before we get to the end of the stage.
Well, I've spent more time in the back. It's where I'm most comfortable watching. No, BJ McLeod, Dawson Cram, just ahead of the leaders, and we're coming down now with four laps to go. They're catching them. They're only about 4 seconds ahead with four laps to go.
And you know that these guys about to go a lap down are pedaling just as hard as the group up front. Just a handful of laps to go. Is anybody going to make a move, Doug Turnbull?
It looked like they were starting to get squirrely to the inside there, but the leaders have stayed single file. The first one to the inside is, it looks like, the 18 machine, Sheldon Creed. They'll make that John Hunter Nemechek in about the 10th spot.
They seem to be pretty patient right now as they come back to the stripe. Just three laps to go here in stage one. Jesse Love has led the first 37.
And we know how important stage points will be throughout the season. Jesse Love has positioned himself to get those 10, but Riley Herbst may have something to say about that.
They're starting to zig and zag just a little more, trying to build runs. Things could change quickly. They enter turn number three. It's Love, Herbst, Mayer, and Kligerman, the top four, as Mayer dips to the inside of Herbst but gets back in line. Here comes that lap traffic. They pass BJ McLeod.
As they go around McLeod, they cross the start-finish line. Two laps left in stage one as Jesse Love leads them back to turn one.
For the majority of these first 40 laps, there have been five cars occupying the same positions at the front of the field. Jesse Love has led everyone. Can the rookie do it here this afternoon?
They're going to pass that number four lap machine, Dawson Cram. Riley Herbst backs up to Sam Mayer, tries to get a run. Mayer now dips to the inside, almost makes it too wide, tries to. Herbst closes the door. Love still leads.
One lap to go before we put the wraps on stage one here. Jesse Love leads Riley Herbst, but the battle is going to shape up here for the third spot, Rob.
Parker Kligerman goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Jesse Love eases out to about a three-car length advantage. Kligerman gets third. He'll now go after Riley Herbst, battling back at Sam Mayer.
A car spins in front of me into the infield. Anthony Alfredo back to the backstretch. It's Jesse Love to the inside. It's going to be Sam Mayer. Sam Mayer noses into the second spot with help from Parker Kligerman. And now Mayer's looking for the lead.
Here's Jesse Love, though, thundering down out of turn number four as he did at Daytona. He wins the opening stage here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Riley Herbst winds up second. Sam Mayer third. Ryan Truex moves up to fourth at the finish line with Parker Kligerman in fifth. The rest of our top 10 finishers in stage one, A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Allgaier, Sheldon Creed, Ryan Sieg, and Sammy Smith.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-646-4407. 800-646-4407. 800-646-4407. That's 800-646-4407.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com and get started today. From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, first yellow flag of the day for the conclusion of stage one. And it was not interrupted by any yellow flags as Jesse Love led all 40 laps. By the way, if you want to join us tomorrow, we'll be right back here for the Ambetter Health 400. If you're in the area, come on out. The weather's going to be beautiful. The racing will be excellent. We'll be talking with Brandon Hutchison of Atlanta Motor Speedway here shortly.
And again, the weather here today is gorgeous, and we're about to see the same thing tomorrow. We talked earlier how Sam Mayer was one of those half-dozen drivers who had problems at Daytona and needed a good run today. He certainly ended 2023 with a rush, two wins, four top five finishes, and had all those victories at the end of the season last year. So Sam Mayer, he stepped into Daytona running well, doing it again today.
Pit Road looks like it's going to be open, and it's about to be very busy as Jesse Love will lead the slow parade down pit lane in front of Wendy Venturini.
Ryan Truex in the fourth position has an overheating situation. No debris, but they are going to make a little chassis adjustment. He's been tight, especially from overworking the right front. They go to work on the right-hand side. They also pull a tear-off as they come around to the left. They had a little bit of slow stop on the right side, Brad Gilley.
Sam Mayer brings his wrap after high heat Chevy to the service of the crew. They stayed in line to finish third in the stage and get the stage points. Says the car is edgy, getting in tight in the middle, but he wants them to leave it alone. Parker Kligerman, a tear off and a pound out of the right rear. Four tire change for him. Yeah. Brett McMillan.
Fuel only for Justin Allgaier as he heads back out. Matter of fact, it was left side tires only for Justin Allgaier as he heads back out. Had good balance also for the number two car of Love. He had a great stop. He also changed his two tires, but they also made a little wedge adjustment, staying ahead of the sun going down.
So as they came off of pit road, Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier up five spots, Parker Kligerman up two to third. Then it was Austin Hill plus 11, did not change tires, just took on Sunoco Fuel. The rest of the cars as they came off of pit road, the top 10, Riley Herp, Sammy Smith, Sam Mayer, Ryan Truex, A.J. Allmendinger, and Cole Custer.
Brandon Hutchison, who runs things here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, has dropped by the booth. And Brandon, I know there are many things you and your staff can control, the weather not being one of them, so you've been gifted by that today.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. We are blessed with some of the best weather we've seen all season. It's beautiful here. Chamber of Commerce weather, as it were.
And I know you've got a lot of additional things planned for tomorrow as far as the folks that may want to show up for the Ambetter Health 400.
Yeah, absolutely. I can promise you, before cars get on track, we've got driver Q&As. We've got Trackside Live with Kenny and John. We've got all kinds of stuff going on for fans that choose to come and join us for the Ambetter Health 400 tomorrow.
And you got to plug how people can get tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. AtlantaMotorspeedway.com. I can promise you we've got a price point right for you and your family. Come and see us.
You've been with the Speedway a long time now. It has to give you a lot of satisfaction to see this kind of weather line up for your day and some pretty good crowds turning. I got a nice crowd here for your doubleheader race today.
Beautiful crowd here today. Thankful for the fans that came out today. Been doing this for 29 years this year, Doug. So had a blast. Love to see this good weather. Hopefully people will come and join us.
Speaking of driver appearances, I think I'm hosting one with Ross Chastain tomorrow.
I believe so. At only 31 years of age, as you've been here 29 years, just wanted to send that note over to you.
And now I'm just watching you do your thing, man.
Well, one thing you won't see tomorrow is me in the PRN booth. I can promise you that.
Certainly hope not. Something would be terrible wrong if you're up here tomorrow, although you are always welcome. The invitation is always open. Brandon, good luck tomorrow. And, folks, if you're in the area, even if you're not in the area, just hop in the car and get on over here to Hampton, Georgia. It'll be worth the drive.
Come and see us at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Doug Rice is going to give the command to start the Ambetter Health 400 tomorrow. He's going to be our Grand Marshal. Can't wait.
There's a surtax for that, by the way. I get to follow The Rock from his doing his last week. So, yeah, I don't quite have the guns that he has to show off, Mark.
You got to do the pose. He had that great pose into the sunlight. It's all Hollywood the way he does stuff, right? Was it an accident he did that with the sun behind him and
It was not an accident.
Wow.
Yeah, instead of Hollywood for me, it probably should be a hologram. So let's go. We've completed 45 laps here. We're at the conclusion of stage number one. Let's take you through the field. Jesse Love led all 45 laps of this race so far. Actually, Kyle Sieg is credited with one under the yellow. Justin Allgaier is second. Parker Kligerman third. Austin Hill fourth. Fifth is Riley Herbst. Sam Smith is sixth. Sam Mayer is seventh. Eighth is Ryan Truex. A.J. Allmendinger is ninth. And 10th is going to be Cole Custer.
John Hunter Nemechek 11th. 12th, Ryan Sieg. Shane Van Gisbergen is 13th. 14th, Chandler Smith. Sheldon Creed 15th. 16th, Haley Deegan. Jeffrey Earnhardt 17th. 18th, Jeb Burton. Parker Retzloff is 19th. 20th, Brandon Jones.
21st will be Jeremy Clements. Brandon Poole is going to be 22nd. 23rd is J.J. Yaley. Kyle Weatherman, 24th. Blaine Perkins will be riding 25th. Ryan Ellis is going to be in the 26th spot. Leland Honeyman will be riding 27th. C.J. McLaughlin, 28th. 29th to Dawson Cram and Nick Lights will be in the 30th spot.
31st, Kyle Sieg. 32nd, it is B.J. McLeod. 33rd, Patrick Emmerling, the first car one lap down. Patrick Emmerling, 33rd. 34th is Joey Gase. Jordan Anderson, 35th. 36th, Anthony Alfredo. 37th, Garrett Smithley. And being scored eight laps down in 38th, Josh Williams.
This leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. So, what did we learn here in this stage one besides Jesse Love is really fast? What else did we learn here, Ross Chastain?
Yeah, well, go back to Josh Williams' last car on the track, eight laps down. He cut a third left rear tire down to end that stage, so obviously something wrong on that car. Dawson Cram getting the free pass. Austin Hill, we talked about how aggressive his moves are. Sometimes they work at the ends of the races, sometimes they don't. He went from around eighth with Sheldon Creed right at the end of that stage back into the teens out of stage points, but he was making moves, learning, and he'll be better for it at the end of the race.
Now, in stage one, when somebody went to the bottom, they didn't get any help. They probably might not get a lot of help in stage two. Do you think that picks up, however, in stage three when people are going to go for the win? Somebody eventually, when somebody makes that move, has got to go with them at some point.
For sure. Parker Kligerman made the move to come to the green and white checkered at the end of stage one from fourth place. That's ultimately what Jesse Love loved to see in his mirror. It broke up second and third. I will say that Riley Herbst and Sam Mayer were incredibly patient behind Jesse, more than I expected. Sam did eventually pull down coming to the end to cover the bottom as we come back here to the green flag.
Seven laps have made up the break here from the end of lap 40. We'll restart on lap 47 there in front of Doug Turnbull.
Indeed, Jesse Love has led all of them, and he's out. He's chosen the outside line again. Parker Kligerman, though, lines up to his inside, row two. It's going to be Sammy Smith at the 7 of Justin Allgaier. Row 3 is Sam Mayer and Austin Hill. Row 4, you've got A.J. Allmendinger, Riley Herbst, and followed behind them are Ryan Truex.
So now here is Jesse Love leading the field into the Geico restart zone. White flag, rather green flag, is out now. Jesse Love gets a big jump, but Kligerman with a push from Sammy Smith will draw even going into turn one.
Justin Allgaier showed just how much confidence he's got in 19-year-old rookie Jesse Love. He elects to start behind Jesse rather than to the inside of the race leader. They're door-to-door off turn number two. Parker Kligerman would like that top spot.
Yeah, but he's falling back into the second row as Love gets that good push on the outside from the seven of Justin Allgaier. Now Kligerman looks to the inside, noses ahead of Allgaier, and that second spot, but it's Love keeping the momentum up top as Kligerman now goes his inside and even.
Parker Kligerman makes a run at the lead. They dash back to the start finish line by a half a car length. It goes to Parker Kligerman. Jesse Love, though, rallied back on the outside.
Yes, somebody else other than Jesse Love is capable of leading this race. Kligerman now will try to get clear and move up in front of Jesse Love. Nothing doing, says Jesse, as he continues to fight on the outside.
He powers off the top of turn two, down the back straightaway, launching into that tricky turn three with a car unloads, but Love stays in the gas up in that second lane. It's Kligerman to the inside with each of them help from behind as Austin Hill's in that third row pushing.
As they come down to the stripe, Jesse Love on the outside now as Kligerman falls back to third. Leaders back in one.
Jesse Love coming straight from ARCA to the Xfinity Series, bypassing the Truck Series, proving he belongs here as he has the race lead. Justin Allgaier now clears into the second position.
Yes, that's two cars clear to that single file spot and move Austin Hill into spot three. He goes around Kligerman, so it's three cars up high. Kligerman leading that inside line right on that red and white line there with Riley Herbst outside at fifth.
Single file is the front three right now. Jesse Love to start finish line. Then it's going to be Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst makes it four in a row in single file.
After starting outside front row, Austin Hill fell back as far as 16th position. Now he's right back up with a single car separating himself from teammate and race leader Jesse Love.
And Justin Allgaier launches down the back straightaway there trying to edge up to Love's rear bumper. He has seen, as everybody has, how much leading is an advantage here in that clean air. They dart around turns three and four. The car's handling just a little more poorly, but Love leads.
Again, one car stuck on the bottom, losing ground in a hurry. Sammy Smith was one of those. He was able to climb back in line. Sam Mayer now on the bottom and hung out to dry.
You have to applaud the attempt, but after a while you begin to think maybe it's not such a smart thing to do as Sam Mayer continues to backslide through the field.
And Mayer's going to line up at about that 10th, 11th spot there is up front. Jesse Love leads him into turn number three. Justin Allgaier is in a Darrell Waltrip vibes. Chrome number seven there right behind him in a dark colored car, and it's Austin Hill at third.
Ross Chastain, it didn't take very long this time for the field to sort out to go single file, and we didn't even have a disruption like we did in stage one when Josh Williams got sideways.
No, we didn't. Your first double wide action back in the pack as these guys are trying to work their way forward. But yeah, some gaps between our leaders. Our first six cars, really it's hard to describe how they're so broken up. It's pretty incredible.
I'm watching a second pack. You have about 18 cars up front. Jeb Burton at the very tail end of that line in danger of losing the draft. But behind them, J.J. Yealy, Kyle Weatherman, Honeyman, Nick Lights, Haley Deegan, Brandon Jones. They're trying to make up some ground.
It's absolutely a hornet's nest in this second pack that's taking place. As they enter turn number one, the race leaders are off turn number two. J.J. Yealy hanging it out the front of that second pack.
He is indeed. That's for SS Greenlight Racing, driven by Daniel Suarez a week ago. Now, they're starting to get single file. Part of the reason they were broken up and too wide a bit as Brandon Jones dives to the inside is the difference in speed of those race cars. So it's in that 15-16 position, J.J. Yealy leaving a hornet's nest of others.
Let's go down on pit road and check in with O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Well, right now, Austin Hill is sitting in third place, but during the break, he explained to his crew chief, Andy Street, what he'd been doing during the first stage when he kept dropping low and ended up falling back in the pack a couple of different times. He said, I was trying something, but I learned an awful lot that's going to help me later in the race.
Top five right now, it is going to be Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, and Parker Kligerman.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank,
you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
About a third of the way through stage two here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Jesse Love in command. He has led right now 55 of 57 laps. If you want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis, visit PRN's YouTube channel. Oh, we got a problem down in turn one, Rob Albright.
And we're going to car down at the bottom of the racetrack. I'm not seeing, it's the J.J. Yaley machine. Remember we talked a couple of moments ago how he was heading up the second pack. He had suddenly started to lose some ground. I'm not sure whether or not a tire went away, but it does appear the right front is down on that machine.
So that's just our second flag of the day. If you want more unfiltered NASCAR news, visit our YouTube channel at GoPR Live. There you'll find expert opinions, race breakdowns, and much more from our great lineup. Check it out and subscribe today at GoPRN Live on YouTube. From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda.